what happened 31 years ago this month in ATA Nation? Something pretty amazing. Let's talk about it.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Everything that he did, everything that ATA did was history. We were still evolving. This was, at that time, the culmination of all these years that were progressively bigger and better.
You know, he was everything to us and to our organization, and to be able to watch that, it was tremendous.
I was there watching, and I know that he felt an awesome sense of responsibility.
My name is Master Zach Hayden, and this is the ATA Nation Podcast, Episode 15. Today, we are celebrating the 31-year anniversary of the inauguration of Grandmaster H.U. Lee as the ATA's very first Grandmaster. Many of us do not fully appreciate the amazing feat that this was. It's really the first time that we know of where a grandmaster tested for his rank, set standards that were more than just time and rank. Eternal Grandmaster decided that he needed to have these standards and to be able to test in front of the members of the ATA. And this set a standard that is continued to this day. It is an amazing thing. And so in today's episode, we are going to bring you some stories, some audio clips. If you want to see the full videos of some of the audio clips that we're using today, you need to make sure you become one of our insiders. I'm going to text these out to our insiders later after this episode goes live. So if you want to check these out, make sure you're on our insiders group. You just need to text me 260-250-3975 to get on the insiders and get all the great information. Before we continue, you'll notice that we have moved our drop date for each of these episodes to Wednesday. We feel that this will be a little more convenient for a lot of people, and so hopefully it's not too much of an adjustment for you. Now, let's get to some more celebrating of this amazing accomplishment in the ATA. This next audio clip is one of Chief Master Minton, who was not just there for the inauguration of Grandmaster as the ATA's first Grandmaster, but he was actually part of the testing. So here is that audio.
That he, to be able to test, his organization had to grow so much. He had to prove his leadership to be eligible to test. And then eventually I was lucky enough to be his partner for self-defense, but we never practiced with the real knife. We kind of just generalized practice, pretending we had a knife. And the night before the testing, I said, Master Lee, sir, we don't have a knife. He says, oh, don't worry about it. And we never practiced even the fall on the stage. So he walked around, found the soft spot on the stage. The board was kind of, so he said, fall there, I fell there. So the testing was on. And he did the forms, and here he was going through these forms. And, you know, if he didn't break, what's going to happen? He broke doing the form. I mean, that was never unheard of. It's unheard of a grandmaster testing, unheard of breaking doing the form. And then he comes around, and all of a sudden I come out and over and attacked him. Before the testing, he says, Master Minton, you've got to really stab me. That's when I was thinking, well, I hope this works great. He said, you've got to really stab me, because if you don't really try to stab me, they're not going to believe it. So, you know, I really thrust in or really thrust down, and I'm thinking, boy, if I stab the Grandmaster, that's going to be great for promotion. And then we had this one technique where I was supposed to come down sometime during the thing and stab. And I hope I didn't miss that technique because that was going right to my area I don't want to get stabbed in. He lost his, he had his big toe. He had it severed in an accident, so he lost his big toe. He stuck his foot in my mouth and hopped around like I bit his leg. I didn't bite his foot. He just added that on. So I guess I'm supposed to be responsible because I bit his toe off. It was, that turned out great. I'm still here, and it was a great success. I mean, he was a genius.
That was a clip from a YouTube video that ATA had produced with Chief Master Minton talking about his time testing or during the testing for Eternal Grandmaster's testing for ninth degree, which is just amazing. One of the things he required of himself was to perform in front of his students. He had a petition signed of more than 100,000 ATA members for him to become the Grandmaster. This was very much set up as a new way of becoming a higher rank. This is a something that we in the ATA don't think is that strange anymore. You know, we have seen this process now, but before 1990, this didn't happen. This was not something that was done in the martial arts, and so it was a very original, very innovative thing for Eternal Grandmaster to do. We actually have a clip here from Grandmaster MK Lee, who is preparing to be the very next presiding grandmaster. He's going to be the next gentleman to go through this process of making these different steps that have been created now, modeling what Eternal Grandmaster did in going to Korea and doing some training there, having an observance of silence and fasting and all these different things that were crafted from the original inauguration that Eternal Grandmaster did. So here is a quick clip about this amazing event in 1990 from Grandmaster MK Lee.
Wow, that's, you know, have to thinking back all memories, but again, that I still could not, you know, remembering but overcoming that excitement. And then what is that going to be like a new history of martial arts has been set because of that, you know, old days we known that anybody will become a ninth degree just simply, you know, they have, enough contribution and then just enough, time in rank and then, you know, they just simply, you know, become a high rank, a ninth degree black belt. But Eternal Grandmaster was trying to himself set a new height for the standards of to becoming a Grandmaster. So he used to say that martial arts is compared to like a military. So he used to say that, you know, that's why we have our rank system. When you become a fifth degree, you become a one star on your, you know, uniform, the instructor suit. And he used to say that, you know, I really like to have a lot of the followers, like true, you know, the, you know, five-star general supposed to be. he used to his goal was used to have a 300,000 petition, I believe. And, you know, he wants to have that many followers before he believed he deserved to become a grandmaster. So, you know, and also that I have never seen any ninth degree black belt actually performs to become a grandmaster. And he have done everything like that, set up himself high goals, and also that he went to Korea. He did himself like, 18-day fasting. I was there with him, watch him go through the steps. It was just so amazing how he will discipline himself to trying to raise the standard of what grandmastership is supposed to be like. And so when he did it, we have the, I believe, the video of that he performing, trying to become inaugurated to ninth degree grandmaster. I really believe that he have set a new standard of what future eternal grandmaster is supposed to be like. So we looked at back, and then we have come up with 9 different steps the future ATA grandmasters to follow. And it just gave us a great standard, a way of, you know, elevating the quality of our grandmastership in ATA. And hopefully that this will be a great example for rest of the martial artists and organization to follow. So it just meant a so special, so emotional. It was a so, you know, moving event. And I just believe that he always, you know, says today not possible, tomorrow possible. He always proved it himself and set the new standards and, you know, new, you know, heights and new, you know, integrity levels up. And overall, he always practiced that, the life skills, the leadership skill that he always, you know, put it in action himself. And that's what I always, you know, trying to, you know, follow and pass down to, you know, next generation of the ATA people.
How cool that we get to hear from Grandmaster MK, who will be the next presiding grandmaster, about getting to watch the first inauguration. Now, we have a clip also from Grandmaster Soon-Ho Lee, the ATA's current presiding grandmaster, who's come back out of retirement to mentor and to lead Grandmaster MK through the process. Grandmaster Soon-Ho was the one who stepped up and became the first presiding grandmaster after Eternal Grandmaster passed away. And what an amazing man. One of our most popular episodes of the podcast so far is an interview with his son. And his son was gracious enough to ask Grandmaster Soon-Ho for this audio clip for us. So here it is.
I believe that was his martial art vision and also his great love and determination to, he loves his students and parents, all the martial art people, to demonstrate how to promote to a high rank. And then nobody promoted for high rank physically, and but he set the example to demonstrate and prove by all the martial art people. And that's great vision he had, and also his great determination and his leadership.
Well, speaking of somebody who has amazing determination and leadership, Grandmaster Soon-Ho Lee has been such an amazing leader. And he was there. I mean, he was part of the history, and you can see his dedication to the ATA through the examples he learned from his brother, from Eternal Grandmaster, and this inauguration, this performance, this the steps to becoming a grandmaster that were created is just one of those amazing things that Eternal Grandmaster did, and then Grandmaster Soon-Ho helped continue that journey as well. Just some amazing things. If you have not checked out this history, you definitely need to. And make sure that you make plans to attend World Championships this year, because the history is continuing to be made. Okay, it's you guys, it's ATA Nation getting out there, testing, performing, competing, being part of these events that creates history. You never know when, 10 years from now, 20 years now, 30 years from now, you'll be getting interviewed on a podcast, or who knows what they'll have then, about, hey, where were you? Were you in the audience as you watched the inauguration of Grandmaster MK Lee? We're part of ATA history, and so we would love to see you at ATA World Championships in Phoenix, Arizona. We are just a couple of weeks away. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun, because I haven't got to see my ATA family from across the country and across the globe for longer than I think I ever have seen them. I was lucky enough. I got to go to Little Rock this last weekend and work with some masters in masters training, worked out with Grandmaster MK, and man, it was just so nice to be back and be ready, getting ready for this World Championship event. Check out online all the things going on. Go over to atamartialarts.com. Check out the seminars that are happening. I just saw some added that I signed up for right away, because I'm super excited for them. Be part of ATA history. This isn't just something that happened in the past. Okay. You have to get out there. You have to be part of ATA history. It continues each day with our training, the actions that we take. So I want to thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I want to send out these audio or these videos. I'm going to send out these videos that some of these clips came from to our insiders. So make sure you are one of our insiders. Text us 260-250-3975. If you don't know if your instructor was at the inauguration, go ask him. Okay. I wasn't. I wasn't in the ATA yet. I do, though, remember sitting in the audience at the inauguration of Grandmaster Soon Ho Lee. I remember what a big deal that was. I've been lucky enough to be part of some of these events, whether just in the audience or, maybe sometimes got to do a little more stuff. I was super excited. I got to hold boards for Grandmaster MK Lee when he tested for eighth degree black belt. And that was a super cool event. So be part of ATA history. See us in, Phoenix. Can't wait to see you then. And until then, make sure you guys are out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, here's the secret part at the end. Actually, for the secret part at the end, I am going to throw in an extra clip we have here. I didn't have time for it in the full episode, but we asked Grandmaster MK how being there at the original inauguration makes him think about his training as he's getting ready for his title of the new presiding Grandmaster. So here's that clip.
Boy, again, that he have set up such a great example. And also, I was there, when he was going through all the fasting in Korea. I could tell you just, really funny stories about, but it was not very nice. But, when you're going through all the fasting, and I was staying with the same room with him, but I was just being their witness. But, in Korea, that when you visit, there's so many different people who like to treat you and take care of you. And so almost every night I was out and having drinking and, having fun. And when I come home, when I come back to, the training for fasting, and I'm sure that Eternal Grandmaster was just ready to kill me. because I will probably smell like, you know, the liquor and all the, you know, the, you know, meat, barbecue smell and everything. But he just took that as part of the training. He never said anything really bad, but such a great, you know, memory that I have with him. And, you know, it's still this day that I still miss him a lot. But again, main thing is that, again, just to watch him, what he did, you know, yeah, you know, I just, you know, hope that I can follow and do what he have done. Just, you know, again, that I don't think I could ever do as much as what he did, but he gave us guidelines of 9 different steps we need to go through, such as getting a petitions and having a, you know, a daily log of your training. Make sure you gotta do your, you know, the, you know, the form at least 99 times before, and you gotta have to go to training about all the Songhan forms every day. You gotta go through the 3-day silence training, so that you should think about, you know, what was the history of ATA was, and what is the, you know, present situations, and you gotta, you know, really meditate yourself how you're gonna able to see the future and providing a vision and how you're gonna lead the future and that type of time, and also you gotta go through the fasting, you know, 9 days fasting is not 18 days. I think that's for possible for normal people, not like him. He's just a superhuman. He did 18 days, but I think 9 days is good. And also that with all that type of training you go through, and of course that you have to put a final inauguration demonstration that I'm training for. So I'm doing every day right now, trying to, you know, fulfill those what he have done one at a time, and one day at a time I'm trying to train what he have left to exemplify. And I'm so honored to be following his footsteps, and hopefully that I could share that and enforce that his traditions and his philosophies and his visions, and you know, share with the, you know, rest of the ATA people in the future. So I'm just so honored to be able to be part of this process.